Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. Brad, my brother, what are we talking about today, man?
We're going to talk about going all in, full send, full throttle, all that stuff. I got a quote from Boston Celtics GOAT. I've got a theory that if you give 100% all of the time, somehow things will always work out in the end. That's Larry Bird from the Boston Celtics. We're going to talk about that today.
All right, man. It's going to be a good episode. You start out with a Larry Bird quote.
That's yes, sir. Sure.
Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some man for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. We back in the building, man. Can't wait to jump into this episode, B. You know, love to start the show, man. But first, you guys can tell I'm in a different location. Shout out to my man, RJ. Let me crash here, man. We got a lot of stuff coming for E2M. If you're not in E2M, you better join soon, man, because we're taking off and the sky's the limit. We got a lot of stuff coming, B. And I was actually hoping to record my side of the episode from the studio. Like, that was my hope. Yeah. But timing didn't work out for us that way. You know, the other podcast on the network, the Spoonette, stole our time slot. You know, we're not gonna let them do that again, but
all good.
We're having a good time, man. So B, let me grab a comment from our you know, our YouTube channel. We definitely love the comments and the feedback. And it's funny, somebody actually mentioned in one of the let me remember which show it was. One of the shows, somebody was like, read my comment. So I was like, really try to find it. If I can't find it, I apologize now. So let's see. This one is from Re-Ether Allah Chef 4927. Said, was there ever a time when all of your personalities clashed? Y'all seem to get along so well.
I don't think we've ever clashed, have we?
No, man. My brother, man. Like we from the jump, we go. Yeah. I mean, I think about the very first time I met you was on the boat, man. We did the my team won challenge or whatever and met you on the boat, man. No, so we always, you know, guys are usually cool anyway. So, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all, man. Go ahead, B. You about to say something?
No, all good. No, I was just going to say there's probably a love-hate relationship when it comes to in the early days when I had to push your personal limit in the workouts, but that's a different story.
That guy, man. Like, I'm not the guy that cusses out the screen and get mad, you know. I know people like that, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. My wife talked about it. You know, she do it a little bit, but I'm not that guy, man. You know, I think it's the sports background, you know, background where, you know, some coaches they tough, man, and they cuss at you, they do whatever, and you respect it, you know, because you know it's for your benefit. And so, you know, you don't, I'm not that guy, man. I never cursed you, man. I never cursed you.
Appreciate you.
No doubt, man. So let's get into this topic, man. You know, the Larry Bird quote, and you know, let's I want you to reread it, man, because I like
I'm gonna that. Read I'm it again. Yeah, I'm going to read this again. So I've got a theory that if you give 100% all of the time, somehow things will always work out in the end. And I just saw this video of Tiger Woods in 1996. He's fresh out of the amateur tour. And there's this guy. I don't even know who the guy is that's interviewing him, but he was on the PGA Tour. And he said, Tiger, you're entering your first PGA Tour. And you said that you wanted to win. And Tiger says, yeah. And the guy says, he goes, well, this is your first tour. You can't expect to win, you know, to take second place, to take third place. Those are very respectful on the PGA Tour. He goes, Tiger goes, well, second place sucks and third place is a whole lot worse than that. So I'm looking to win. And I think that's how you got to approach anything in life. You have to go into everything and anything in life looking to succeed, looking to win. Go 100%. And so to cap this interview, I wish I knew who this guy was, but he goes, you'll learn, to Tiger at the end of the video. Woo. And, you know, you fast forward, I don't know, 96, so 06, 20, 16, yeah, we're rolling up on 25 years, 30 years that Tiger has been the paramount of golf, right? He's been the guy. He's been the GOAT, the guy that everybody chases. And, you know, he is the pitcher. He is the poster of go 100% in anything and everything that you do, and then everything else will fall into place. And he's been extremely successful in his craft. And I wish, like I said, I wish I knew who that guy was, because he says, you'll learn. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we all know now that we've all learned from Tiger. Yes. If you go 100% in and you look to succeed, not just to get by, but to go all in 120, you look to win every tournament. You look to win everything in life. You know, it's a perception thing. You know, how do you perceive your day? How do you perceive your workout? How do you perceive the sport that you play, or your job, or your relationship, your parenting skills? How do you perceive these things? Second place sucks. Third place is a whole lot worse. So go into these things looking to take first place, one hundy.
Wow. Like the saying goes, that didn't age well. that interview did not age well. It was bad. Right that same evening. But no, mm-hmm. that's super dope, man. And it reminds me of one of my favorite movies, man. You know, I'm a funny guy, man. So it reminds me of Talladega Nights, man. If you're not first, you're last.
You're last. You ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, man. But it's so funny, man, because and it's not cockiness, man. It's just an attitude you need to have, you know, because you know, why have the attitude of striving for second place? Like, why have the attitude of maybe I'll get third? Like, you want to have the attitude of I'm going for first place, because worst case, if you don't get that first place and you get second place, but like Larry Bird said, if you give it 100%, I mean, you'll still be rewarded. We'll still celebrate it. Yeah. But you'll have something to keep working towards, man. And so I think a lot of times the people, they really like get frustrated when they don't make it. But I think that's an opportunity, man, to always keep going towards that first place, to make that first place your goal. Like that, I think that's super important, to make that first place your goal and make your work ethic reflect the first place is your goal, man, because that would determine how hard you work. You know, if you was like, I just want to get third, man. Then you're not going to work as hard. You know, you're not going to show up. You're not going to do all the things. You're not going to work as hard. You're not going to be as focused. You're not going to be as determined. But when you make first place your goal, man, and your work ethic definitely will follow.
Yeah. You talk about time. My son looks at a day and he's like, oh man, a day, that's like forever. He's like, hey dad, when are we going to the playground? I'm like, later. He's like, okay, soon. I'm like, later. He's like, okay, soon. I'm like, so, you know, time is all irrelevant. But if I tell my grandparents, hey, we're going tomorrow, man, that's going to be like right now, lickety split. Right. So time is all irrelevant. And I think, again, it comes all the way back to perception. And, you know, to obtain this perfect or this first place paramount. Okay. It goes back to that balance piece. Okay. And that's sort of what we're going to talk about today, is balance. And a lot of people are always striving to achieve balance in life. Okay. We can't try to balance life today. We have to go all in today, because you either work now or you work later. And if you work now, you don't have to work as hard later. And so I'm 35 years old, right? I can't talk to my 40-year-old self. I can't talk to my 30-year-old self. But what I can do is go 100% today, strive for first place today, strive for perfection today. Just like Kobe said, every single day I strive for perfection, knowing I will fall short. But you still get rewarded pretty heavily if you fall short of perfection, right? As the pendulum swings on a daily basis, we need to be weighted on the side of all in this. Is that a thing? All in this?
We're going to make it a thing.
We're going to make it a thing. It's all in this. Everybody drop the hashtag all in this.
Yes, sir.
In that one hundy mentality. And again, you know, we can't have balance today, because what we want to do is have balance in the future. You know, that's what we strive, right? We want a balanced lifestyle in the future. So, you know, to appease the future Brad, I need to go 100 today.
Yeah.
I can't be balanced today. All right. That's not gonna produce the product that you want 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. I gotta be all in, period.
I love it, man. Cause if you think about it, cause it's popular to talk about, you know, balance. You gotta balance, you know, you gotta, you know, have fun and go hard. And, you know, we know that we're not extremists. We know that there is something to that. Sure. But the scale is much longer than what we're thinking. It's not, like you said, it's not what you do in a day. It's what you, like, we're adding chips on this side of the scale for way out, you know, so it balances out later. Like, yes. So we put in the work now, all the work. And then when things come, when you get older, then that scale balance out because all the work you put in, man. So that, I really like that, man, because it's talking long term, you know, it's not talking short term. And what that does is that makes you super focused and super, like, you know, I'm not going to just settle, you know, I'm going to jump on the treadmill one more time. You know, Dwayne's going to thank me 10 years from now.
Yes.
Jumping on the treadmill. You know, Dwayne's going to thank me 10 years from now for getting on the bike, you know, and just understanding that we're making those deposits now, you know, and we're adding those chips to that scale, which it seems like is heavy now, but when you get older and your muscles, you know, not as strong and your bones not as strong and all that stuff try to weigh down on you, instead of it going down and you being down, it's going to balance out because the work you put in before.
Sure. Precisely. And, you know, we're heavily populated by the E2M client base, right? The population is a heavy E2M base, right? So I want to associate this or link this to the 8-week challenge, right? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes what people will do with this 8-week challenge is they go back to their old lifestyle. They'll pick here and they'll pick there and they'll waver here and they'll contemplate to take action. They'll do all these things, right? And what happens is they seek out their old lifestyle because they want that balance, because that's what the saturated fitness market does to us. It makes us think, okay, I can still have pizza and lose weight. Can you? Yes, probably if you're counting your macros. Absolutely. But what the E2M 8-week challenge does is it is a rapid, extremely rapid weight loss program. Okay. This is where that balance piece comes in. We're not here. We are here. But because we want to be here in 8 weeks, we want to be here in 16 weeks, 32 weeks, 10 years, 3 years. All right. It's all about longevity. But you have to be all in. You have to be 100 in this 8-week challenge. All right. Too many of us contemplate, well, maybe I'll cheat here, or I'll cut a corner all over here. All right. And you have to ask yourself this. All right. This is the question of the day. What do you value? All right. Do you have 120 pounds to lose? Do you have 80 pounds to lose? Do you have 50 pounds to lose? 20 pounds to lose? What do you value? Do you value your health? Go all in. All right. Don't overanalyze things. Go all in. All right. Be disciplined. Stick to the course. Go 100, and balance will come for those that shift to that 100 mentality. All right. So what do you value? Do you value your health? Do you value your fitness? Do the 8 weeks to the T, and then we'll reassess. Then we'll come back. We'll have another conversation. But until then, give me 8 weeks. All right, give me 8 weeks. We got, what do we got? 6 weeks as of when this drops. We have 6 weeks left, right? Six weeks. Give me a solid six. That's all I ask. Give me a solid six. All right, 100. All right, for a solid six, man.
Yeah, man. That's so true. You know, so many times I've seen people pick and choose. That first 8 week, they make the E2M a la carte.
A la carte.
Yeah, man. They pick and choose what they want to incorporate into their life. Then they will at the end want the same results as someone that, like you said, went 100, you know, for 8 weeks. And that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. And you really have to figure out what your real goal is. You know, like you mentioned, it, whatever that thing is. But, you know, and Brad, I always try to bring a balance, man. I really do. I always try to bring a balance. I always try to give all perspectives because some people aren't ready to go all in, you know, and they might be watching, they might be listening, and that's fine. But we want to give you the tools and the mindset when that switch flips to be able to achieve those goals, man, because one day it will, you know, we hope. You know, one day it will. And it's funny, I got an inbox a couple of days ago. It said, hey, bro, when did the switch flip for you? Like, what was the thing? And my response was when I signed up. Like, I came in, you know, and that's what I gave it 100. I'm going to use the term.
100.
I gave it that because prior to that, I've tried everything else and nothing worked. Or it worked for a while, like you mentioned, you know, because they don't, it's not rapid, you know, you get tired, you get burnt out. And so with this one, I was like, I'm going to do every single thing I can. Like I was trying to do I was doing everything. And I was like, if this don't work, then, you know, I give up, you know, just
right.
When I worked the night shift dispatch, cause that's when I was my heaviest, man, about 265. It was me and three other guys, man. We called ourselves the Fat Boy Club. Like we would eat pizza all night, you know, order, you know, late night DoorDash and, you know, and shout out to my man, Jer. He joined E2M and lost weight, man. So we make the joke, man, you know, we ain't in the Fat Boy Club anymore. But just knowing where I started, man, and, you know, having the opportunity to find a program that actually works, that's rapid. If you lock in, man. And one more thing before I pass it off. Like you said, we got 6 weeks. I know you have too, Brack. You've been around way longer than me. But I've seen people lock in on a week six and have phenomenal results. You know, like especially people that sign up midway through. They're like, oh, I missed a whole week. No. That's not how this works. You can still have amazing results. Coming in at about 6 weeks in. Shoot, I've seen people see a change 2 weeks out, bro. Like, this program is amazing. I know we have outsiders that watch as well. We love y'all too, but y'all need to join. But anyway, I've seen people lock in, man, and in 6 weeks, see something miraculous happen.
Yeah, man. So this is one of the most frustrating things that I see. People will get in a day or two late or a week late or whatever, and they'll complain or they'll express their frustration and say, you know, I got a 3 day delay because I wasn't allowed into the group or whatever the excuse is. Mm-hmm. You know, the most frustrating thing is 6,500 people started this 8 week challenge. Okay, out of those 6,500, few will finish. All right, it's never how you start. It's always how you finish. Start slow. All right, create that consistency, create that discipline, and finish fast. Go 100 at the end. And that's where you'll see those results. I just like you, Dwayne, I've seen people be 1 foot in, 1 foot out for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and they'll just go all in. They'll go full send on the last 2 weeks. And they'll lose 25 pounds in just 2 weeks because of how effective this program is. Now, I'm going to use myself as an example because, you know, we like to use ourselves as an example. So, you know, I'm in the running game right now. I'm not in the physique game. You know, do I appreciate a good physique? Absolutely. I'm not a physique model. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a run coach. So, you know, I get frustrated sometimes. I look in the mirror and I'm a little fluffy here. I'm a little fluffy there or whatever it is. Right. So I'm having this conversation in my mind. I'm like, why can't I get to where I want to be? I'm 70% in. Why can't I get to that 100%? I'm 70% in, but I want 100% results. That's not how it works, man. However much you go in, that's what you're going to get out of the program. That's what you're going to get out of life. So when you're 70% in, expect 70% in return. You can't put 50 in and expect to get 100 back. And that's where I'm at right now. And I'm at a place where I'm content, not satisfied. And I think that's how we got to approach everything in life. Yeah. Be content, but not satisfied. We're always pursuing more. We're always pursuing that 100, that next PGA Tour championship, that next ring, that next, you know, accolade or whatever. And you talk about these pivotal moments and these aha moments. So for me, that pivotal moment was, you know, the day I came home and I grabbed another cold one and I ordered another pizza and I sat on the couch and watched another next Netflix episode. And I thought to myself, what in the world am I doing to promote a better lifestyle? What in the world am I doing right here, right now to promote a better lifestyle? And I'm sitting there with a cold one in my hand, pizza on my lap. Who knows what Netflix show that I'm watching? What am I doing in the moment to promote a better lifestyle? And you have to ask yourself that on a daily basis. Is this going to help me promote a healthier lifestyle? Or is this going to prevent a healthy lifestyle? Is this going to prevent longevity of the growth process, the longevity of a healthy life? Man, we are so focused on everything in the moment. You talk about your midnight pizza session, right? How did you feel? Man, stuffing that face full of pizza, it feels good. I love a large cheese and pep from Little Caesars. I love it. I love it, Dwayne. It makes you feel good in the moment. But what is that doing to promote or hold you back from that healthy lifestyle? That's the thing you got to remember. Look at the big picture. Look at the long game. You want to paint a masterpiece, start by stroking one at a time, and realize that it's not going to happen overnight. Monet wasn't Monet overnight. It took several strokes and it took several ideas and it took the long game. All right. That's my Monet plug. That's all I have for the day, baby. I'm out. I'm good. I'm good, man.
Oh man. I love it, man. No, that's fire. You said a lot, man. You know, what are you doing in the moment to promote your health? What are you doing to push forward in that? That's the word right there, man. That's the closer. And you know, I hope you think about that. You know, if you're not right now in this moment while you're watching, while you're listening, if you're not doing something to promote a healthy life or healthy lifestyle, you know, hope that inspire you to take the step, man. Like you said, make the first paint stroke to your masterpiece. And it starts today. It starts today, man. So
right now.
That just reminded me. We got that new segment where we say man every 2 seconds, you know.
man, oh man. I forgot, man. Come on, man.
I did too, man. For real.
Slipped away.
Oh man, no, we love everybody. Apparently I say man a lot. And I think because I'm talking to a man, but you know, I'm also talking to you guys. So if we offended you in any way, we don't care if you don't subscribe. I'm just kidding.
Nah, don't unsubscribe.
Don't unsubscribe. Hey, there's other channels. There's other podcasts.
there's a funny podcast. It's not a funny podcast. It's a really good podcast. It's with Eric Thomas, and they do this segment every month or 2 months or something. It's the not the outtakes, but the spoof comments or something like that. That's a segment we got to add. And
we do.
So anyways, backstory, somebody said that Dwayne said man too much and said, stop saying man all the time. So, hey, shout out to whoever that is, man.
Man, oh man.
Man, oh man. All good.
All good, man. So, I just want to, before we hit the do you know and get out of here, man, I'm telling you and the people at the same time, man, our guy RJ is actually working on a new intro song, man, like hours. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I was listening or watching something on YouTube and our intro was on their joint because it's something you pay for. I was like, that kind of sucks. So nevertheless, we're going to have our own custom bad intro music coming soon. He's almost done with it. And hopefully we'll have it for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it. Give us feedback on it. All right, B, is it on me this week or is it on you? I don't remember.
I think it's on, I don't know. Flip a coin.
I don't know. Is it flip a coin?
I got one if you need it.
All right, we'll give it to you then. Let's get it.
All right.
All right, this week, do you know segment goes to my man B, and he got one, man. So what you got, B? Mm-hmm.
This is off the cusp, man. So I'm not an author by any means, but this is something that I've been working on. I've been working on a book called Prep, Rep, Repeat. I've been working on it for about 6, 7, 8 months. I'm finalized with it. I just have to make some final tweaks. Then I'm going to be rolling that out to the publisher, try to get that out online. Yeah, I'm really excited about this because this is one of those things where, you know, you chase these things of comfort, right? We're a product of comfort. We always want comfort. You know, we seek comfort. And this is something that takes me about as far away from my comfort zone as possible because I'm not a writer. I'm not a big reader, but as you know, and as some of the listeners know, I've tried my absolute best to pick up a book, and I try to read at least 10 pages a day. But I'm joining the author club, and statistic, 85% of books in this world are unfinished. I ain't going to let this thing be unfinished, man. I ain't going to let this be an unfinished book. 85% of the books in this world are unfinished. People write a book, and it sits there. They do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. So this is something that it scares me to produce because it could be a complete flop. It could be a complete failure. But I'm the type of person at this stage of my life where I'm not going to leave that to chance. I'm going to put it out there. If it flops, it flops, man. If it goes, it goes. But if it flops, it flops. But I will never sit back on my heels with anything in life and say, what if? All right? I'll never get to a point in my life and say, what if? So I'm going all in on prep, rep, repeat.
Nice, nice. Brad is the only person I know will take a do you know segment and make it motivational, inspirational.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to do my best out here. And
all good. No, that's fire, man. Super excited, man. There we go. I'm conscious of it now. Super excited about it. And we're definitely going to have links to the Amazon, if the flop means more than 100,000, or if flop means less than 100,000, you ain't got to worry about flopping, man. We gonna support it.
I appreciate it.
The E2N fam, I know we are. I'm super excited for you. If I were to write a book, it would definitely be a pamphlet. I'm not a writer. It'll be a trifold, you know. So look out for my trifold coming. Amazon selling that for 50 cents. So make sure you pick that up.
Oh man, good stuff.
All right, y'all, man, we appreciate y'all checking us out, man. Make sure you leave a comment in the comment section, share it with your friends, screenshot it, post it in your stories, record segments, and be creative with it, man. We really appreciate all the love and all the support, and man, till next time, y'all have a good one.
Peace.